About stability and maturity. Those two are now extended into the more active expression of investigation, but let me just recap. This morning we talked about two kinds of stability. Both of them are essential in practice, but they're kind of mechanical in the fact that they happen if we just put in our time. Concentration is one of those where if you just focus in on whatever it is that you're focusing in, your breath or whatever, and release the need to have to think, it builds on its own, and you develop a very steadying attention, the ability to sustain your attention on something for long duration. That's a very important quality of mind to have, and that feeds into a greater sense of samadhi or general conscious stability, where the mind isn't has learned through looking at itself through concentration and also looking at life just in an interactive way, not to fantasize so much, not to get lost in time, not to daydream, not to just be so spurious in its activity, but it starts honoring quietude more, so it just releases a lot, and it happens naturally. It's not an imposed silence. You just don't want to spend time doing that. And so that makes the consciousness itself very steady, very firm, which is another way of saying steady. And that those two together add to our maturity, because there's also wisdom that's being imparted through that understanding. But it also gives you a confidence and a steadiness even as you're taking yourself apart. Because during the process of concentration, you're learning that thoughts can be dispelled with, that you don't have to think every thought. And you're in that quiet fabric of samadhi, you can begin to see that thoughts arise on their own. And so these are components of you that up until this phase you may have thought was very much you. Maybe the definition of you was how you think. I think, therefore I am. But now you're beginning to see that there's something more fundamentally a part of you that doesn't depend upon that. So you're taking yourself apart. You're shifting your identity. At the same time, there's a firmness and solidity and confidence that's coming out of that, which doesn't make sense to somebody who depends upon that for their confidence, you see? Now we're adding a third component, which is very important. It's the more interactive component, which is most of our lives when we're not sitting, and that is the expression of self-inquiry. When you're willing to go through your confidence, through your encouragement, through your willingness to see and move towards the difficult, you're now willing to ask yourself anything. And suddenly you're in a dialogue with someone in which you find yourself irritable. And instead of blaming that irritability onto the person, which was the first phase of our development, was blame and defensiveness, we now are receiving that irritability as our own, and we're looking at it and asking a question, what is this about? Where does this irritability coming from? What's going on? And that requires the confluence, as I mentioned, of thought, which sees that there's some disturbance down there and directs the attention, which is focus, attention or concentration, onto that irritability and settles with it without tension, relaxing, because it's not demanding, it's inquiry, it's interest. When you're interested, you're not demanding, you're just interested. What's going on here? And you see that, I don't know, maybe it's a memory or maybe it's that he or she reminds you of someone or anyway, but this is general information that allows you to free yourself from that pattern the next time it occurs, or begin to free yourself from that pattern as it occurs over time. And then you ask deeper questions as your curiosity naturally takes you there, not superimposing upon yourself those questions that don't invite a natural interest. This is important because there's timing for each one of us, and the questions that seek their answer also have their own timing. Who am I has its own timing. Day one is not appropriate for you to ask that question. But there is a timing in which that question will naturally come to you, and unless you have this ability to unite your thinking with that awareness, that interest, that focus, the tension, you're no longer interested in the question now, you're interested in what the experience of that where I land with my attention is, you see? Then it begins to unfold, begins to show you, reveal itself to you. And that, now the practice is your own, you can go off. You're not dependent upon location, person, teacher, anything. It's ongoing. You get interested in yourself, you're done. You're free. You perhaps not experienced the freedom, but you can't stop it now. Once you open that door, there's no stopping. So don't open it if you don't want to go down there. Because I'm telling you, it'll take you everywhere, every single place, because you go, what's going on? You don't want to even ask that question because you, ugh. But it's too late. It's too late. Too late. And then a smile comes to your face, you know. Bring it on. And I don't mean that in a macho way. It's like your courage is... Okay. All right.